A landmark law took effect in New Jersey yesterday. It gives survivors of sex abuse a 2-year window to sue those responsible, no matter when the abuse occurred. The Catholic Church, Boy Scouts, and other organizations are bracing for hundreds of lawsuits. WHYY's Nick Pugliese reports some people have waited years or even decades for this chance to stand up to their abusers.
At 49, Patrick Hennessy still has the bulk from his days as an amateur bodybuilder and a mountain of trophies to go with it. But the Ocean County man has spent much of his interior life in torment over a closely guarded secret.
Even my ex-wife didn't know. I was married for 8 years and she never knew about it. My sisters didn't know, my mother and father. My mother just passed away 2 years ago. She didn't know anything about it.
Hennessy was 12 when a Boy Scout leader invited him to his home before a camping trip and molested him for hours. He developed insomnia right after the abuse. As he grew older, he battled depression, drug addiction, plans to commit suicide. His marriage fell apart. The memory is something he's never been able to shake.
You feel like something was ripped out of you. You think about it, whether you're sitting in Burger King or playing hockey or anywhere you are, you constantly always remember it. But something that never goes away.
Finally, after 37 years, Hennessy has a chance to hold his abuser accountable. A New Jersey law that takes effect tomorrow extends the civil statute of limitations by decades for new child sex abuse victims, and it creates a 2-year window for lawsuits by any victim abused at any time in the state. Many survivors were blocked from suing in the past by a 2-year statute of limitations. Hundreds of cases are now expected against the Boy Scouts, Catholic Church, and other organizations.
We also have the boarding schools, I have no doubt, sports teams, public schools, even the lifeguards at the shore, right? I mean, everywhere a child could be and could be taken off alone, all of them were at risk at some point.
Attorney Marcy Hamilton leads the advocacy group Child USA. She has pushed for similar windows in states across the country.
They are good for victims, there's no question, but they serve the larger public good by educating the public and telling the public the truth about the institutions we trust. Parents need them, and so does every person who wants to see children being safe.
Survivors can win monetary damages in the lawsuits to compensate for years of pain and suffering. But attorney Greg Gianforcaro says the legal ability to obtain, say, church documents and other evidence is even more important for many survivors.
What did the church know? When did the church know? Where did my perpetrator go? Where did my perpetrator come from?
He says that for many survivors, filing a lawsuit is like saying, now I'm in control.
That is such a powerful feeling that my clients so often get, because they are now taking the initiative to get their voice back, a voice that they lost when they were children.
More states are loosening their statutes of limitations amid new revelations of widespread sex abuse and outrage over sexual misconduct uncovered through the Me Too movement. A lawsuit window similar to the one in New Jersey opened in New York this summer, and others are starting soon in states from California to North Carolina. The change is creating financial stress for organizations with a history of abuse. A diocese in upstate New York declared bankruptcy in September, while the Boy Scouts nearly doubled their annual membership fees. That stress may only grow as people like Patrick Hennessy find their voice. He says learning about the New Jersey law finally helped him open up about his experience.
This happened to me. It could happen to someone else. And if it did happen to you, you know, get out there, tell. Don't be afraid or shamed or embarrassed, because there's nothing to be ashamed about. The person that did it to you should be ashamed. And, you know, I think by speaking about it and getting it out there, you'll feel better in the end. Maybe not 100%, but better.
What Hennessy really wants, he says, is to confront his abuser in court. From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.